Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
My next guest has always been something of a thorn in the side of the Catholic hierarchy. He's currently under pressure to resign, and not for the first time. And he did once say he'd marry same-sex couples, or at least preside over their civil unions if he could. He's Victorian of the Year Father Bob Maguire, and he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Father Bob.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Doug, I shouldn't say sir, that's an old-fashioned...
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can be old-fashioned too.
The old impersonal days.
Oh, I can be old-fashioned too, if you like,
comrade,
sir.
Comrade, we say around here.
Oh dear. We're the red priest,
hey,
are
listen,
we?
The news Errol Sun put me in this morning as being the renegade priest.
The renegade priest.
But I don't like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm getting too sensitive in my old age.
Oh, I don't know.
What did you say? You said something equally threatening. What was it?
A thorn in the side of.
Well, yeah, once again, they're trying to push you out.
Well, he says he's got a letter that says that I signed and agreed to go on the 1st of February 2012.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, between the time you sign these things under duress and the present moment, things change. And but I've only woken up to the fact that there's a lot of collateral damage, you see, that's liable, because if you've been part of a neighbourhood for 37 years and the local public housing people have in fact learned to trust us, rightly or wrongly, but I mean they've learned to trust us,
yes,
as being their, advocates.
Yep.
Well, then I suppose when you tell them that now he's going... They will presume, he's like the rest of our official friends, you know, they come and go as they choose.
Well, it certainly doesn't sound as though you're anywhere near ready to go.
Well, I don't know, I'm not ready to go, but like, I'm only in the middle of a tour of duty, I would have thought.
And how old are you now?
77.
Plenty of time, Father.
Come September, mate.
Come September. Mm. Well, now you did once say that if you were allowed to by the hierarchy and the law, you would perform a civil union ceremony for gay couples. Did that get you into trouble too?
No, they left it alone because, in fact, I think what the headline was, I will do gay marriages or something.
And yeah, which wasn't quite what you said.
It wasn't quite what I said, but, I mean, I didn't want it to be taken wrongly either way. I mean, I didn't want same-gender-attracted persons.
How very politically correct of you, thank you.
It's taken me years to work that out, to feel offended that I was saying that I wouldn't, you know, provide them with whatever they needed.
Well, you should, Father Bob.
Well, you see, I was thinking this morning, because I thought, Joy's going to come on the phone and ask me some ghastly, provocative questions about this, and I thought, well, geez, just so if you're a civil celebrant, see, maybe you could get this. See, presently, because I'm a minister of religion, authorised to celebrate marriages according to the Roman Catholic rite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's not much room to move in that.
No.
If you were a civil celebrant... And Mrs. Gillard changed the law.
Mrs. Gillard, I think.
Mrs. Gillard changed the law. Well, there would, in fact, I'd be then in the position of being able conscientiously be that as it may.
I don't think your hierarchy are going to come at gay marriages for a long time yet.
No, it seems to be, does it not? And I don't know this. It seems to be that the Aussies appear to be ready for a change.
Well, certainly moving in that direction, I think.
Wouldn't you think?
Well, it certainly seems that way to me, and it certainly seems that it's all become rather a political football rather than being about the principle of the thing anymore.
I would have thought that. But, I mean, decent relationships anywhere, any time between anyone, I would have thought would have been the highest calling.
Well, yeah, I would kind of agree with you there, but you know, excluding people from marriage and saying that, you know, excluding people from marriage strengthens marriage strikes me as a rather nonsensical argument.
The Compass Show had a thing last week. I presume some of your listeners may have seen it, but that was a pretty conscientious attempt to get persons in gay marriage. Gay relationships, sorry, stable gay relationships, to state their... See, once again, as with the boat people issue, once you see people and once you hear people talking about their own situation, it changes the whole story for you. It's only when we keep it impersonal.
Yes, this point was raised on Q&A last night after the Leaky Boats program.
Yes.
There was a question there that said, can we please stop talking about boats and queues and numbers and start talking about people?
Yes. Well, when the human race starts to talk about people as if they were number one, you know, resource on the planet, well, then I think we've taken a great leap into the next stage of evolution.
You know, it sounds to me, Father Bob, as though you're not a very comfortable fit with the Catholic Church in many respects.
Well, I mean, look, I love her. I said once years and years and years, so facetiously, somebody said, the Church giving you terrible trouble and you're giving the Church... I said, look, I love me mother. I love me mother, but sometimes she's a pain in the ass. You know, it doesn't mean... They seem to think that when you criticise, like this renegade thing... I think I tweeted, for God's sake, something that said, well, look, I'm just a loving critic.
Yes.
A loving critic, because there's a French saying, may I indulge myself? I can't, actually, because I can't pronounce it, but in English it says something like, he who loves most criticises best.
Yeah, I think there was a song about that once, wasn't it? You always hurt the one you love.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Because you love them most of all.
Exactly, see? But I can't see why...
I won't sing it.
People in high places, you see, get so po-faced when it comes to criticism, because how the hell the criticism is the lubricant that keeps the show, ought to keep the show honest.
Christina Antoniadis is here with us in the studio. She wants a word.
Hi, Father Bob. Hi. I was raised Catholic, and this is just getting back to the whole census issue. And obviously with the Catholic stance on gay marriage and gay rights, I've sort of been a little bit alienated. Well, I've been a lot alienated, actually. And then it comes back to, as we were discussing earlier in the program, I'm not sure if you caught it, but when it comes to filling out the census form and saying either I am Catholic or I'm an atheist, I'm in a position where I'm not a practicing Catholic because I don't feel like I form part of it. I don't feel like I can walk in a Catholic church. But I'm not at the point where I'd actually say I'm an atheist.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the matter?
Well, put BC.
You think I should insert my own little boxes and decide?
Well, if you decide? Put BC, I mean, it means bogan Catholic. I don't know what you put. I mean...
LC, lapsed Catholic.
Lapsed Catholic.
Well, we were told for a terrible long time in my day that when the census came out, don't put RC, because we are not Roman Catholics. This is the Archbishop of Melbourne called Mannix.
Oh, yes.
Refused. Don't put RC because we're not part of the global... We are Catholics, and that means we're Australian Catholics. But you see, that was a pious thought at the time. Presently, anybody who puts down Catholic would mean that I'm part of the Roman Catholic global...
That's an interesting point, though, isn't it? To want to sort of downplay the Roman angle.
Yes. Well, the Aussies would always, you see, the same as they... We Mannix was an extraordinary character, an Irishman, of course, which means he wasn't that keen on centralists, whether they be British or Roman. But he had this aversion for the Roman interference in a local church, and he gave the Aussies, allegedly, well, Melburnian Catholics anyway, a sense of identity. Who are we? We're not Roman Catholics, we're Catholics. Where our headquarters happens to be global headquarters is in Rome, but we're not a franchise. You know?
But Kentucky Fried
Catholics. Yeah, not a fast food restaurant.
Well, the model has changed, unfortunately, caught me out, like a rabbit caught in the headlights, you see, that in fact now the Roman model has reasserted itself.
Yes, you're very centralised now, aren't you?
Very centralised, and you see every headquarters, even a diocesan headquarters like ours, tends to want to impose its style. So this is not a question of substance. I mean, we're all believing God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I'll swear to it. I'll sign anything. That if He says that's what you have to believe.
Yeah.
Because I'm more interested in orthopraxis than orthodoxy. Orthodoxy means you believe the right shit, stuff. Orthopraxis means that you practice the right stuff.
Indeed. And that is also always the more important part,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, we're all in this together, comrades.
Yeah, or as the saying goes, it's, you know, watch very carefully what people do. Pay no attention to what they say.
Can't
watch
believe
what
you say because I see what you do. That's another song.
It is indeed.
Isn't it?
Father Bob, thank you very much
comrades.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you very much for joining us today. Best
all
of luck.
All the best.
And the same to you.
Ta-da.
That was Father Bob McGuire there from the Catholic priest from the Church of St. Peter and Paul down in South Melbourne. I think you can see why the hierarchy might get a little, shall we say, exercised by trying to keep that man under control. Not an easy thing to do. Thank you very much, Father Bob. That was a very enjoyable conversation there. How did you take to that, David?
I'm not sure yet.
He's still a bit gobsmacked, as we say.
He's much more forthright than I sometimes am prepared to be.
Father Bob is very well respected in atheist circles, I just have to say.
Yeah.
A bit of a champ.
And that's an important point, I think. People are respected on all sides of this argument. It's not a question of, enmity, as it were. We can be an opponent without being an enmity, an enemy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.